This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by one of the brightest people in the world. We're joined by Daniel Kraft, Dr. Daniel Kraft. Dr. Kraft is a physician and a scientist. I mean, just by background, you know, Harvard, Brown, Stanford School of Medicine. He's a professor. He's the founder of Exponential Medicine. He also is hosting a podcast with CVS called Healthy Conversations. And he's also founded an investment fund as well. Dr. Kraft, can you take a moment to introduce yourself? Then I'll ask you really about two things, your career and some of the, you know, things you've done and looked at, and then also about the fund that you've founded with another gentleman, another co-founder, and then also about the podcast you're doing. So Dr. Kraft, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, thanks, Scott, so much for having me. I started life as sort of more of a traditional academic physician scientist. I was lucky to grow up in the DC Beltway and even got my science start at the NIH as a high school student. My high school science fair project turned into a Genentech drug, if I only knew something about patenting IP back then, and sort of integrated my like interest in science and then medicine, and EMT, driving ambulances as an undergrad at Brown. And then while a medical student at Stanford, kind of got very involved in not just sort of immunology and stem cells and in the lab, but got a chance to cross over into aerospace medicine, designing missions to Mars and digital health. And even when I was a resident in both internal medicine and pediatrics at Mass General, I sort of combined always the interest of looking at pain points and solving them. I built the first online medical bookstore the same year that Bezos started Amazon. And after coming back to Stanford for fellowships in hematology, oncology, and bone marrow transplant, kind of also branched out into Stanford's biodesign program, thinking about pain points, how to solve them, developed a medical device called the MeraMinder, and got more involved in sort of the interface of technology and healthcare. And for the last 12 years, I've chaired medicine for something called Singularity University, where we look at the potential for accelerating technologies to impact the world. And I put on the hat of how do we look at, you know, new possibilities for reshaping healthcare. And from that, built this program called Exponential Medicine, which really brings folks together, crossing silos and technologies to reimagine healthcare as things are accelerating going forward. So that's a super brief summary, but my favorite element is to sort of look at the interface and look at pain points and challenges across healthcare and help develop new solutions.
And Dr. Kraft, how does somebody touch so many interesting things? How do you have the bandwidth to do that? How do you accomplish that?
Well, I sort of followed my bliss. Like I was always passionate about space and flying. I even went to the Apollo 17 launch as a small child and even met Gene Cernan when I was doing a clerkship at Johnson Space Center and later became a flight surgeon and got to fly in fighter jets and take care of fighter pilots. But I've always sort of loved the sort of cross-fertilization. And maybe I have a little bit of science and medical ADHD, but that's enabled me to sort of look at other fields. And I don't think I'm doing all of them all the time. I mean, I'm still licensed. I'm lucky to help cross-fertilize from things like chairing the XPRIZE Pandemic Alliance Task Force, now hosting this podcast called Healthy Conversations with CVS, where we, you know, bring amazing thought leaders together to understand how the pandemic is reshaping everything, you know, from the pharmacy space to testing to diagnostics to therapeutics. And so I'm also lucky to be surrounded by a community of folks who are often a bit outside the normal box. Because as you know, in academic medicine and even biopharma and med tech, often you get very, very narrow. And I think the most exciting things, the most potential is at the interface and leveraging the exponential technologies that are now all around us.
And take a moment. I'll talk to you about the podcast in a second. But you've also, with another highly successful scientist or business scientist out of Toronto, have founded an investment fund. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you're looking at, what you're excited about, and so forth? And then we'll ask you about your podcast, too.
Sure. So I've sort of been at this interface, you know, that crosses, you know, digital, connected, mobile health. I think we'll just call it health. But the fact that, particularly in the setting of the pandemic, even before, this realm of digital health has been accelerating, and I've been lucky to be involved in several digital health companies on the board of Healthy.io out of Israel and advise several groups and payers and some small startups to big ones. Basically, the need now to kind of move from our analog world to digital, not just meaning, you know, digitizing a fax machine, which is still a challenge, but so much is happening in the space, and I've been lucky to sort of be in the mix. Together with my partner, Ricky Mera, we've just launched a new fund called Continuum Health Ventures to really sort of invest at the seed stage many of the really incredible companies that are emerging to address everything from the digitization of mental health, the acceleration of virtual care, using data and analytics to make better sense and more intelligent decisions across prevention, diagnostics, and therapy, where things are obviously happening with digital therapeutics, We're very excited to launch this fund and really help accelerate, you know, this next generation of entrepreneurs that are really, I think, in digital health, you know, faster than, you know, than biotherapeutics, who can move from inception to even IPO or billion-dollar valuations much faster than, let's say, the traditional drug world. And obviously, pharma and digital layers around medications and devices are all accelerating as well. So it's really exciting time, and Continuum Health Ventures, I think, will hope over the next couple of decades become a real catalyst and amplification to move the field forward.
And take one more moment there. Your partner, Ricky, talk about him for a moment, because I know you're very fond of him and think very highly of his business acumen. Take 2 seconds on Ricky to tell the audience about him a little bit.
Sure. Well, Ricky started life as a geneticist, has a deep bench background, but then later spent a lot of time in the sort of medical device and data space and analytics, founded a couple of companies that have had great exits, and has also been very deep in the mentorship side of many companies, particularly in digital health through the Creative Destruction Network and beyond. We're sort of a great tag team. He may be more, you know, analytical, and I'm good at looking at the clinical side. And so we've tagged up over the last couple of years to form the thesis around digital health, and now actualize that through many companies. So it's, I think, like anything, it's a, you know, whether it's investing or inventing or taking things to market, it's a team sport. And I think we've got a great team, even beyond us, some terrific venture partners and unlimited partners who come on board with incredible backgrounds, which will be synergistic. And I think what's helpful about having a team like myself and Ricky is that we have a pretty incredible network, whether it's clinicians, payers, health centers, other technologists from many fields. And most of the interesting things in the realm of digital health are coming from everything from video game folks to folks who do blockchain and virtual reality and AR and big data and AI. And we sort of have the network, I think, to both pull together and support the companies we invest in, as well as accelerate the field in general.
And how big or small investments are you looking to make?
Sure. On the seed side, we're looking to, you know, often first money in about $500,000 to $1.5 million, saving a good chunk of our fund for follow-on investments. We're seeing, you know, incredible amount of deal flow. Obviously, just as Sputnik sparked the space age, COVID has sparked the health age, and a lot of that is riding these digital rails, whether it's the virtualization of clinical trials to digital mental health, to, you know, AI machine learning to make better decisions, to new evolutions of rapid sort of digitized testing. So, you know, what you can do now with $500,000 to $1 million with a startup today without requiring, you know, a whole lab or back-end engines and your own servers really enables a startup with relatively minimal cash infusions to make big steps and to move to sort of the next stages where we can support them as well.
When you think about spending time at Brown, Harvard, and Stanford, which is the best and worst of those three?
Well, you know, they all have different flavors. You know, Brown was wonderful because it's kind of a tremendous amount of, you know, flexibility and diversity. I could, you know, be the student conductor of the Brown Band and be sophomoric as a sophomore. Also, run the flying club and get my pilot's license and learn to be an emergency medicine technician and drive ambulances. Stanford also was quite wonderful in that, you know, incredible campus. And as a medical student, I did the 6-year plan. I spent an extra year doing a Howard Hughes Fellowship and then time doing NASA research and starting my first online medical bookstore startup and getting involved in digital health. And that was a wonderful element. And then, of course, Harvard, you know, that was my residency. We're pretty heads down. But a place like Mass General and Boston Children's, where I also did pediatrics, you know, has such a tremendous, you know, talent pool and such incredible clinical elements tied in with the research endeavor. I was lucky to have some flexibility there to spend time in the lab as well and meet an incredible cohort of residents, many of them who've gone on to do incredible things, you know, in traditional healthcare, like Rushika Fernandopoul, who's done Iora Health, to Farzad Masashari, who helped run CMS or ONC, sorry. And that network is it's been amazing to stay connected to those folks, including now as a Aspen Health Innovation Fellow, part of the first cohort of that group too.
Oh, fantastic. Talk a moment about what you're most excited about this year. And it's hard because you do so many things. What's the biggest priority for you this year?
Well, I think, you know, we want to look at the silver lining of COVID. I spend a lot of time at this interface. You know, one hat I've had is chairing the XPRIZE Pandemic Alliance Task Force. And we developed an XPRIZE with Jeff Huber, the founder of Grail, and his group Open COVID Screen, a $6 million prize to accelerate COVID tests that are fast, frequent, cheap, and easy, like under $5, under 5 minutes, and really doable and can really help address this pandemic, but even future ones. And what I see as a metric in that form is that a lot of the innovations that have been developed at rapid speed and pandemic speed are going to set a platform for future health and medicine that hopefully will be saving more lives than the pandemic took. So these sort of rapid new forms of testing will not just be for COVID, but other infectious diseases, other non-infectious diseases, and give us a lens to do smarter, more connected, personalized, proactive of health and medicine, and to democratize that around the planet. We've seen big disparities more evident, and newer ways to address them, I think, are key. And that's what's exciting to me, is that COVID, again, has been this accelerant, is bringing new collaborators, you know, former competitors together, and that, you know, all ships rise when we kind of hopefully row together, even though it's been a lot of churn in the process.
Fantastic. And Dr. Kraft, another question. Talk about the podcast that you're hosting with CVS. Talk about that a little bit.
So, yeah, I've been really fortunate to be the host for this Healthy Conversations with CVS. And part of the sort of theme there is that, you know, COVID has been a conduit for interesting conversations. We've learned from folks in several episodes from, you know, Eric Topol, who's doing amazing work at Scripps, you know, even using smartwatches to detect early signs of COVID diagnostics, to CVS's head of digital and chief medical officer, where they've really had to learn quickly how to adapt, you know, whether it's early on in the pandemic to enable testing, and the lessons learned from there.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to somebody like Eric Topol, who is so similar to you in so many ways, do you ever feel like you're talking to yourself, like this multifaceted scientist, brilliant brain, who does all this thinking? Do you ever feel like you're talking to a mirror of yourself?
Well, I don't think I would quite equate myself to the legend of Eric Topol. I mean, I've been lucky to know him for several years, and we've had some collaborations and overlaps, and he's even keynoted my experimental medicine conference. But it's often nice to meet folks of, you know, birds of a feather, you know, brother from another mother, because often in healthcare, it's rare to have folks that sort of think outside the box, see the potential, and really help move it forward. So he's a hero of mine.
It's magnificent. It is, Dr. Kraft, it's a great pleasure for me to visit with you today. You're one of the brightest minds in the world. Just a great pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And just for your listeners, I was lucky to be a Becker's award winner a few years ago what's really exciting, what I always encourage folks to do is not just look at the technology of today in 2021, but see where the puck is going with AI, big data, 3D printing, nanotech, digital, et cetera. And many of your listeners are out there already, you know, creating the future of healthcare and medicine. So kudos to that, but really have the potential to leverage this new world in positive ways. And hope I'm grateful to play a small part in that. So thanks, Scott, and for everything you do.
You do a remarkable job, Dr. Kraft. Thank you very much.